Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these teachings today that you help her understand, open her eyes. Just to your power and the need to rest in your grace so that she can obey you, and that it just helps her see what's going on in the spirit more clearly so that she can stay safe. Ask all these prayers, you Father, send Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous it can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understand that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. And you need God's grace to get you through persecution. You need just to obey Him, but especially with persecution, it gets very hard. Please don't underestimate these warnings, my beloved sisters in Christ. Persecution can overthrow you. That's why there's so many warnings in the Bible about it. You face your deepest fears. Don't let it take you by surprise, okay? If you really fear God and you are bearing good fruit and you just really want to serve Him and love Him, Satan hates that type of sister, okay? He really does. That tender-hearted sister that really loves the Lord, that wants to glorify Him, okay? He's going to come after you. Don't be naive, because you need to be very vigilant and sober, especially with the lukewarm church. You need to just know what's going on, because I've seen it happen with sisters where they really love the Lord and tenderhearted, but they just get just whooped by demons and they don't know what's happening. Okay. I don't want that to happen to any sister that's listening. Okay. So talking about God's grace and understanding that it helps you obey Him. And then if you put your faith in Him and you put your faith in His grace, it helps you obey Him and bear fruit. But on the opposite end, if you're proud and just like, I'm going to do what I want, well, then He leads you into temptation, like Jesus warns in the Lord's Prayer. And looking here, we just read this verse is about the king of Heshbon, Sihon, where he was just being cruel to the Israelites. They just wanted to pass through the land. Okay. When they left Egypt, they were being very humble and respectful, saying, I'm not going to, you know, take of your stuff. I just want to pass through. And he's saying no. So the Lord led him in temptation. Moses said, so that he could be, so they could fight him and defeat him. Okay. And you see this concept again, in the book of Ezekiel, and this pertains to, much further down the line in terms of prophecy, but with Gog and Magog, okay? The Father brings Gog and Magog like a fish hook. Scripture says, we'll talk about this verse later, up against Israel. Why? So that He can just destroy them. Okay? Again, it goes back to these verses we already went through. Vessels of mercy and vessels of wrath, okay? Fear God, okay? Be very guarded, my beloved sisters in Christ, with the way that the church is today, with all this flattery and false love and, you know, disrespecting God's grace. God is to be feared and reverenced, okay? Don't play with that stuff. Don't think just because nothing's happened right now, okay, that this is something that will continue, okay, without God dealing with it. Scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, okay? He's going to deal with it. He's just giving time, okay, for His church to see the light and repent, because so many of them are deceived and just don't know, okay? But the word's going out and you need to listen and obey, because the time of judgment is coming and you need to be prepared for that. Okay, and then this is 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 starting and through 25. Okay, starting at verse 22. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So Eli, just to recap, in the book of Samuel, he's the high priest, and his kids are just, his sons are just being just sinful. Okay. They're taking advantage of their position of authority and just being disrespectful in the temple and not even reverencing God as their position as priests are. Like it says, they're lying with the women, you know, disrespecting the offering and so on and so forth. So verse 23, it says, and he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil doings by all these people. Nay, my sons, for it is not a good, is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Okay. So they're being very just wicked and disrespectful and going, you know, I'm a priest. I get to do what I want. And, you know, just mistreating the offerings and, you know, laying with the women and just out of control. And his father goes, their fathers goes to warn them. And the Bible says that they couldn't even hear him, that their ears are stopped up, plugged up, okay? They won't even, it's just like it says, not saying they're going to hearken unto the voice of their father because the Lord would slay them. Same thing you see with Pharaoh. He hardened, God hardened Pharaoh's heart and said, okay, keep coming after the Israelites. And then what? He destroys him, okay? Same thing happens with these young men, okay? They can't hear the rebuke. They can't hear the warning, okay? They can't even hear it. It's so scary when you see this happen. It's really need to fear God, because I've seen this happen to where it's like you can go to someone and warn them and they don't even have the ability to hear your warning. Repeat that. Okay. They don't even have the ability to hear the warning. Okay. God has removed that ability. You have to understand everything we have, okay, is a gift from God and controlled by God. You need to reverence and respect the opportunity to repent. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. You need to reverence and respect even the opportunity to repent. That's a gift. Okay, it says it right here. Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father because the Lord would slay them. God removed their ability to hear the warning so that they'd be led into temptation and die. Okay, you need to respect the father. Okay, these verses, my beloved sisters in Christ, when you go through them, if your mind is indoctrinated with the lukewarm church and the falling away, where God is all love and all mercy, okay, and not to be feared and reverenced, and you don't see him for who he really is, these will confuse you and you won't understand what's happening and they won't make sense to you. But when you know who God is and you understand, okay, that he is to be reverenced and respected for all eternity, okay, he is the Alpha and Omega, the only one true God, okay, high and lifted up. He's your father and he loves you, yes, but you need to respect him. These make sense. These verses make sense. And you go, oh my goodness, okay, I need to respect him. Because if you don't and you're disrespectful and you just do what you want, you're going to lose the ability to even repent. Okay, let me repeat that. You lose the ability to even repent. Okay. I'll go and leave that there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she really humbles her heart, reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and then reads it again with a heart to really know you and understand you and obey you and humbles her heart before you. And then ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.